Let's take a few moments to remember one of the most famous voices of what many Americans view as the good war.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar.
The Andrews Sisters singing one of their biggest hits from the World War II era. The longest surviving member of that trio, Patty Andrews, has died at her home in Southern California. She was 94. Over the trio's long career, the Andrews Sisters sold 90 million records and had dozens of top 10 hits. NPR's Amy Blasek has this remembrance.
Patty Andrews was just 19, the youngest of the Andrews Sisters, when the trio became an overnight sensation, crooning this old Yiddish folk tune.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome.
Patty not only sang lead, she was clearly the star of the group.
Patty was an outstanding presence. She was the leader. She's the one that your eyes were focused on.
That's Joel Whitburn. He founded Record Research, a company that's tracked Billboard's popular music charts for almost 40 years. As the authoritative historian on charted music, he's heard a lot of singers.
She just seemed to effuse that warmth and personality and charm and smile and vigor, more so than the other two sisters.
At the onset of World War II, their popularity pushed them to the top of the charts. As the troops headed overseas, the Andrews Sisters were in their own way drafted into service. Only Bob Hope did more USO tours than the trio, and they recorded victory discs for distribution to Allied troops.
Hello, all you fellas, all over the world. Greetings from the Andrews Sisters. I'm Patty.
I'm Maxine.
And I'm Laverne.
The trio became synonymous with the war effort. They were getting ready to perform outside of Naples, Italy, for troops headed to the Pacific when Patty was handed a piece of paper to read. Maxine Andrews told the story to NPR in 1993.
She opened up this piece of paper, and she looked at it, and then she started to cry. And she said, "Boys, the note reads here that the war with Japan is over."
As the war ended, the Andrews Sisters became the stars of their own radio show, transporting listeners weekly to the 8 to the Bar Ranch. In a guest appearance on his radio show, Bing Crosby teased the girls about their new property.
Gee, aren't you gals afraid out there alone in the desert with the wind whistling and the wolves howling?
Well, Bingo, it's just as safe as Hollywood and Vine with the wind howling and the wolves whistling.
Mm-hmm.
Patty led the Andrews Sisters through more than a dozen movies, like Hollywood Canteen.
Well, who's little who are you?
Oh, this is Patty Andrews.
Hello. I thought you looked familiar.
The Andrews Sisters typically appeared as themselves in films. Marcella Pupini has always been a fan. She's one-third of the Pupini Sisters, a group that pays homage to the Andrews Sisters' work. She says movies were another stage on which Patty took the lead.
She seemed to be the one that had the romantic parts as well. There was always a little bit of romantic interest for Patty.
Patty had a strong desire to stand out. She didn't like that her career identity seemed permanently entrenched with the Andrews Sisters. In 1950, she made the first of several attempts to launch a solo career with this song.
I wanna be loved with inspiration.
But the song, with Patty's sister singing backup, was still released as an Andrews Sisters recording, and Patty wanted more. Her solo aspirations caused the trio to break up in 1953, though they reunited a few short years later. After Laverne died of cancer in the late 1960s, the remaining sisters continued as a duo. Maxine died in 1995. The Andrews Sisters catalog, some 1,800 songs, has been thoroughly mined by other artists over the years. Most notably, Bette Midler in 1972.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way, and he had a boogie style that no one else could play.
Followed by the Pupini Sisters. And most recently, Christina Aguilera, with her twist on the famous tune.
I met him out for dinner on a Friday night. He really had me working up an appetite.
But it's possible that Patty Andrews' most fulfilling partnership was with her husband, Wally Wechsler, to whom she was married for more than 60 years. For NPR News, I'm Amy Blasek.
He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was a